Guys, we are very excited to announce that Legion of Skanks merch is back up and running.
We've been down for, I'm guessing, better part of 2 years. But we're back, baby. We're back in a big way. So stop asking me at all my shows if there's merch. There is!
A bunch of new designs and a bunch of classic designs like the logo or the Church of Latter-day Skanks. But we have a bunch of brand new stuff as well. My personal favorite is the Legion of Skanks Loyalty or Death t-shirt and hoodie. Because guess what? The newest core value for the Legion of Skanks is being a loyal skank.
That's right. And we have another one that says core values in case you don't like being esoteric.
All you got to do right now is go to skanksmerch.com. That's skanksmerch.com and grab a t-shirt or a hoodie today. We're going to be launching new designs every month or so. So grab them now before they sell out.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb tag. Jay kills them like OJ Simpson. A quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Dave, you know what feels good?
What's that?
And this is why I realize why you're so happy all the time. Just living what? In the Rogan sphere. It just feels fucking nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like, you know, so, okay. Yeah. No, that. Yeah, no, it does.
It's like it's like when Eddie Murphy dressed like a white guy. I go out and people in the Rogan sphere give you things.
Jay goes, how much is that newspaper? $2.
Take it, man. I go, excuse me. He goes, take it, man. You're in the sphere. Okay. You don't fucking pay for things in the sphere, dude.
Rogan sphere rules.
Man, it's so funny. We thought we weren't getting in it.
We thought for 2 days we were like, fuck, dude, he shelved the episode.
He puts them out so fast usually, and like three came out before us, so we just did it.
Oh, yeah, that weirdly, you guys weirdly were a like more of a delay from when you recorded to release than I've ever seen.
Dave, don't fucking come at us like that. We're in the sphere. I understand you're at like the center. Yeah. You're a fucking... You're the nucleus of the Rogan sphere.
Yeah, no, the people in the nosebleed seats are in the arena, technically. So yeah.
I was listening to a Kumia thing he was talking about. You the denouncing Trump thing.
Kumia was talking about me. Oh Lord.
Yeah. He was like, no, it wasn't bad.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't bad at all. It was just funny what he just said he came up for us where he was just like he goes, look at these headlines. Rogan regular. Joe Rogan regular. Joe goes, how about Legion of Skanks regular? Legion of Skanks host. I'm like, yeah, how about that?
Because the articles are never really about me. You know, sure. It's about like, oh, how can somebody we involve Trump, versus Trump? You know, they always want to like pit those guys against each other. It actually makes me feel bad in a way because it's like, you know, like this is what I do and I'm my own guy, so I gotta say what I think. But then you're like, oh,
eyebrows to Joe. Yeah,
well, I don't mean to like, well, it was all Joe or Tucker. That it's like, oh, don't, you guys are such dicks, like now you're putting me in a position where I'm like dragging them into a fight or something like that, you know. What can you do?
I mean, you can just have your opinions. Nobody really gives a shit. That's people like sensationalizing things, you know?
Oh no, I know. I'm just saying, it's just
people give a shit, dude. I had such a I got goosebumps on one of these stupid YouTube videos the other day.
Those are herpes, Jay.
Oh
yeah, they're herpes. Goosebumps right around my lips and dick.
Can you hang on? Can you guys hang on for this? Because I definitely have to put some cream on.
She goes, oh dude, that's such a good story. My dick got goosebumps.
What? Dude, I got a few goosebumps right around the head.
He goes, guys, I was so this is so crazy. I got pustulous sores. It's a girl, Dave. You know,
touching story. I got,
dude. I'm so behind on these people, but sometimes they pop up in my algorithm and I watch them and I find the people in like the political commentary world like that to be so unlikable, but like they have these followings and it's like Charlie Kirk, I was late to the table on. You told me about him after you were like, yeah, he's been around forever. Who's the girl? I don't know if she always does this, but she has two big fat like braids going down her hair. She's like a chubby blonde. She goes out, her husband's the camera person. Oh, she brings
Meghan McCain.
No. This girl brings like a big black like security guard with her, and she went to like the protest, and It's all just like, she's just like cunty about you're being like of, pro-Trump. Thinking of
Coco from Ice-T and Coco. Coco. Yeah.
No, I want to say it's Lauren something maybe or whatever, but she just goes around and like
Lauren fuck Southern
with, fucking with people. Now she was fucking with people at the political, what you call it, the
Lauren, my wife. Has she been doing politics behind my back?
Yeah.
And braiding her hair.
But she it was such a cool moment. I don't know. And she's going through and just like barking at these people, and they're barking at her, and they're being super shitty to her and getting in her face and all. That's why she has security with her and stuff. And then there was just one guy, one Hispanic guy, who was just like, he's like, hey, miss. He's like, I'm sorry that this is, even though she's being like a cunt to everybody too. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm sorry, because you have as much right to be out here as anybody. And I'm sorry, people. And she's like so disarmed by it. And then he just like shakes her hand. He's like, you should be allowed to say what you want to say too. And it was such a cool moment. But it's just,
well, it's a,
it's two people in a world of everyone just like, fuck you more.
But I'm trying to think of like what the comedy equivalent to it is. But that shit, that kind of like stunt, you know, I'm going to go get in someone's face and make a viral video. That's like the lowest level of political.
Leave Alex Stein alone. He rules.
No. There is Alex Stein. No, I don't count Alex Stein in that, because Alex is trying to make funny content. It's just a little bit different. I'm talking about the people who are trying to make like, oh, I went out and owned the libs, and I, you know what I mean, like got in this person's face and won an argument. Like Alex is being tongue in cheek and funny. Yeah, it's kind of a different thing.
A person reached out to me, interestingly enough, because I've been so, you know, again, I love that anybody takes my political thing I say is anything.
It's where I get most of my stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's always just supposed to be funny. But you know, the thing about like not understanding, like, hey man, if you don't have papers and you have to go, you gotta go. You know, some guy wrote to me like him and his sister are a engineer and a nurse, and they've been paying taxes and been here since they were little kids and everything. And they're like, and the fucked up thing is there's just not a path for them to become citizens.
It's a mechanic and a housekeeper, Jay.
But my point was just when I heard that, I was like, that's fucked up. That sucks. That'd be
hilarious if your response were like, I really owe you an apology. What's your exact location right now so I can come apologize?
Yeah. But I'm saying he wasn't like INS. But almost the same thing. Like some people have gotten written to me and been like super like over the dumb thing I said. They're like, you don't fucking know it. And they're very angry. This person was just like, oh man, well, here's like a thing that sucks. And I was like, yeah, that does. It was a very nice, pleasant conversation.
What is it? This is Lewis. We're in the middle of Jay's political origin story. And then you cut to 6 months and Jay just keeps doubling down. He goes, get the illegals out of the country.
I'm going the other way. Now I'm going the other way. Let them all stay.
Jay's always one DM away from flipping to the other side.
You know what I think about all the time?
If you're nice to me, I'll just go with your thing.
Dude, fucking. At what point is the world going to be overpopulated? Like,
not happening. Yeah.
But hold on. Like, I'm saying, like, aren't there more people being born than dying?
Nah, but if you look at the, like, this is like a little above my pay grade, but like, if you look at their projections, are basically like, it's like peaking and then coming down. So it's not like gonna, because what happens is like, it's like as the standard of living raises, people start having less and less kids. So they have a bunch of kids, then they get wealthier, then they start having less kids. You'll be fine, doggy.
Isn't it funny how much, like,
I know in my lifetime it will be all right.
Isn't it funny how much pussy does play a thing, though? Like, if you boil it all down in so many of these movements for, like, silly shit. Like, I remember particularly the one that always got me when I watched that long documentary about flat earthers and their whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then when you just keep boiling the documentary down, it keeps coming down to a point where it's essentially, it's a pretty hot chick who, like, decided one day she can make content by going, like, these fucking government doesn't want you to know the world's flat, and they all just—they're just doing it because she pays attention to them and goes to their house and podcasts and
it's just always a hot chick.
It's all that. It was all those fucking. It was like that fat, goofy comedian who was like, who turned on a bunch of those comics who turned on us. They were following some.
Oh yeah. No, dude, it's you know, it's really interesting. I actually talk about this on Part of the Problem quite a bit, but like that is missing from like all political analysis, but it's such a huge thing. And like people stop being human beings when they talk about politics. And so like even in like 2020 or in these protests now, people will be like, well, the issue is this and these people oppose this issue. And you're like, dude, it's the thing to do. They're going to go break shit and try to get pussy. That's why they're all going out there. I think like a huge percentage of them, like the overwhelming majority, it's not even really about immigration. It's about like, we're going to fucking do a thing. It's young people hanging out with other young people. It's all, and all that shit, like getting laid. That's all. The guy, the head flat earth guy, who's like, I am the flat earth expert. He's got like three chicks paying attention to him for the first time in his life. And he's their leader. And so he's, you know, it's all.
That's why I said to that guy I got into it with at Harrington's thing that night. I was just like, dude, what chick fucking what thing? The guy who like came at us for the Milo shoes, he was going
to
throw shit.
I thought it was. I thought you went to Harrington's night fighting.
No.
I was in an argument with somebody.
No.
This guy is covered in your armor. If he has a sword.
If you remember, Harrington had like he was doing the roasts somewhere.
I remember the story. I forgot it was at a Harrington thing, but yeah. That's, I remember.
That guy, I said that to him that day. I was like, dude, for the you said something that was like, you know, quote unquote woke or whatever. And for the first time, a pretty girl messaged on your thing. And she was like, God, I wish there was more guys like you. And that just, and then you went, hey, let me gear all of my things then towards this. Like, wow, that was crazy. A pretty girl just said something to me. But that flat earth, that was the funniest one. It was like the middle of the documentary where she pops in and you're like, oh, the godmother of fucking flat earth happens to be like a pretty hot chick who's just like found a little bubble to be like, oh, people listen to me on this and I make money. She doesn't give a fuck.
What is something that you've either pretended to like to get a girl to like you, or shit. I mean, like, I didn't pretend to like, so I did, when I was dating that black chick, I did go to a Black Lives Matter.
Shut up, dude. Shut up.
Gotta did. There was pictures of, we talked about it. You still pay attention to your friends, this. Piece of shit.
I just have a short memory.
Wait, this was the short dick. Who, she used to come, she never talked much, but this is the one who cut your refrigerator cord, right?
Yeah, you didn't want to hear her talk. She's like, yo, motherfucker. Damn, Dave, you smart.
You went to a Black Lives Matter, right? Yeah, but you went for laughs. Did you go to be
No, I didn't go to, so we were in Harlem. She was over at my house. She was from DC and she would come over. She was like, it was during the pandemic. It was like my long distance relationship during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But she was a sweet chick, very sweet chick, nice girl.
Just don't let her near your refrigerator cord.
Don't let her near my refrigerator cord. Don't let her find my fucking weaves. She'll steal them.
she was a nice chick. She cut your refrigerator cord.
Don't let her find my fucking pig's feet. My supply of pig's feet. She'll eat all those.
Oh, hell
in one
yeah.
sitting.
Yeah. Fucking Lewis, like, where's my 7,000 Kool-Aid packets?
Where's my do-rag collection? What'd you do with them, bitch? I know you got them.
What'd you do with my gold frame sunglasses?
she was just over, and she didn't give a shit at all. She's like a Legion of Skanks fan. She wasn't like that type of chick. But it was just happening outside of my apartment. This is like, do you remember when that first happened? Like the first day, like I wasn't paying attention. Like things were just. It was like apocalyptic. It was New York City was so fucking dead.
So bizarre. Such a surreal time.
One day at like, I want to say 9 a.m., I just started hearing like, if you don't know what's going on, like you just, it sounds crazy. There's people like literally out of their windows banging pots and pans together.
Well, I lived on a police block too.
But listen, do you remember what this was? They started banging. It was in celebration of the nurses. It was like a thing they would do every day. And
every day at like 6 p.m. when the nurses got off, they would start clapping and banging for the
banging pots thing. And pans. But from my perspective, like, dude, if you've ever watched like a, you know, fucking post-apocalyptic movie or like fucking, you know, Last of Us or
that means a fight to the death or a lion coming out.
I thought the Scarfaces were gonna be fighting
if you're in the Coliseum.
Dude, I had no idea what it was that first couple days, and it was like,
bring out the lions.
A few days in a row of just pots and pans banging out of the windows. It was terrifying. I was like, what is happening right now? Is there an attack? Are we going to war right now?
You really weren't paying attention.
No, I wasn't at all. There was a Black Lives rally in Harlem, and
that's where most of the Black Lives are.
And then we went out and fucking, I was like, let's just go outside and see what it's like. I want to like see how like chaotic it was.
Well, can I just say, but because there was also an element of that, it was right out of the lockdowns. It was like the first time people were all going outside together. So there was also something just kind of exciting about like, oh, we're allowed to do a thing. Like,
well, that's something. That's why I said, I think that was like the mental like craziness that myself included, like had a hard time processing was, like you said, it was post-apocalyptic. And I lived on that cop station block, a terrible cop station. And they were, but I remember like sitting at like one night, it was like 10 p.m. on a fucking Saturday. And it was just me and like a newspaper flying around on the street. And then like the next day it was like helicopters, like put flashing the lights all over the street, mobs of people like on this. And then our street, because it was the cop block, was sectioned off, was gated off on both sides. They barriered themselves in. It was wild.
AJ Jones,
it was overnight.
AJ Jones in the chat says, imagine she cut the cord still plugged in and got electrocuted. She did cut the cord still plugged in, and it literally fried the electricity in my entire house, and she almost died.
Really?
She didn't get electrocuted because it was had plastic ends of the scissors. You know what I'm saying? But she used scissors to cut the refrigerator cord while it was plugged in.
And like, if she had touched the metal while she was doing that, she probably would have electrocuted herself.
She probably would have died.
She just did it in pure anger.
She did it because she went into like my DMs.
No, she did it out of constructive criticism.
I don't remember. I wasn't cheating on her. It was like literally just like some mild shit. It was like she, you know,
you were just trying to cheat on her.
I was failing to cheat on her. Yeah, but I didn't even cheat on you. She said no. She wouldn't come over and fuck me.
She said because I had a girlfriend. Isn't that nice?
Dude, that's such a guy. That's such a dude thing to go. I wasn't even cheating on her when what she found was you trying to cheat on her.
Yeah. There's no pictures of my cock in her mouth. It's just me talking about wanting to have my cock in her mouth.
It was at a time when, like, and this is like, it's even different now. It just, something happened to me. I've just gotten older. It was at a time where, like, I would just talk shit to girls on Instagram a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just DM me something. You'd be like, oh, that's hot, whatever. Send me a titty picture. I don't even know if it was even that far. I don't know if it was, like, me sending
it. It is. Know, there, there's something, I'm sure there are some guys who grew up with, like, present fathers who were just better people than us at a younger age. And it's something I also grew out of, and I'm like in a monogamous relationship. But there was a time when I was younger where it was just like it was inconceivable to me to turn that off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like to just stop doing that was like it was just almost like
it was like a better video game. Like instead of like playing Tetris, I'm playing give me a pussy picture, and my thumbs are doing the same thing that it would do during. If you watch before, I'm just playing Tetris, but the point is pussy pictures.
Ah, so just, shit, I missed a line.
Just what are you doing? Just a Candy Crush just showed me a picture of a pussy.
But is, I mean, technically, when you really think about like what it really is, like if aliens who didn't understand like jealousy or like any of that just saw what the actual physical action was, you're just doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's the same thing you're doing when you're playing a video game or scrolling on your phone.
And yeah, it's well, even I said, I had, way, I had, like, when you get a point, you get a little validation. It's kind of like this search for validation. It's, yeah. It's
no,
it's
well, very similar. In my life, I've been like caught with shit like that. And it is funny. Like you're saying, Lewis, like I even said one time, it was like just nice stuff, but it was, and like that was the anger. It wasn't even that there was like a thing. It was like, why are you saying all this nice stuff? And I'm like, well, they just sent a picture of their pussy. What am I supposed to be like? Ew. Like you have to
up, down, down, A, B, start. You have to write in order to have the superpowers in Street Fighter.
That's crazy. It's crazy to not say, yes, may I have another?
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, fucking, we've all been fucking grimy dudes in our times, but it is Dave like you
a,
really.
Dave was, I mean, not in my.
No, time, Dave was so a grimy dude at one time.
No, I'm sure at a time, but I'm saying within our friendship, and Dave was still pretty young. He was never really like. I mean, he was like a dirt ball like us. But
Dave has always been codependent on one person, whether it be a guy or a girl. It's just whoever it is. At one time it was me. At one time it was you. At one time it was Wes. It became Lauren. Thank God.
There's some truth to that.
No, it is. You had a codependency thing, but it was always with a person. Like you just would, you didn't really like. Dave only had one girlfriend that I knew. Like when we were younger, he had one girl. Then he dated another girl before he like got with his wife. Since I've known him, you only had three girls that.
Yeah, there were a couple other girls I casually dated in there, but I was never like in a long serious relationship until I got married. I'm also it's another thing in my weird ADD or personality type. I'm an extremist. So I'm like. Muslim. Either all in or all out. Sure. Allah Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Akbar. I don't know for sure.
Aloha. It's Aloha Akbar.
No, that's Hawaii.
I know. I just see if I can get you guys to do that.
It's Shalom Akbar.
I just want to make you guys.
Mazel Akbar. Akbar time.
I want to make you guys violent extremists who are a whole new type of violent extremists. Your own thing.
No one sees this coming.
James is getting to an age now where I can watch like raunchier comedies. I wonder if he's at an age where we could watch World World Police, Team America.
Oh, absolutely, you could. I mean, it's what's
the jizz is kind of
crazy. There's a sex scene with the puppets, but it's with puppets.
It still might make him weird with his dad there, but probably not.
I watched also.
I think there's a version. I think there's a version of Team America that doesn't have the sex scene in it, because aside from that, I think it's like the puking and stuff. But there's not. It's just that
now everyone has AIDS and all that shit.
But James could joke about AIDS.
No. I'm not saying he could.
His dad has AIDS.
You're saying there's a version that just took out the sex scene.
I might be wrong about this. I'm going purely off memory of Team America. So this is 25 years old or whatever. But I believe there was a version that had because in the full version of it, they go crazy. And like, he's like hitting it from the back and like slapping her ass and shit.
It's worse than that. It's like they do it. He does like where she's licking his ass and like,
they do a pal driver at one point. But I think there's a version that doesn't have all
I was watching Solar Opposites with him too. He likes that show, which is like the Rick and Morty creators.
Sure.
I didn't remember this. In episode 6, the teachers are just like, whatever it is, they tell the alien kids to get out of the office, and then the principal bends the teacher over the desks and pulls her panties down and starts eating her ass. And her face, she's like, oh wow. And I looked over James, I was like, all right, that was probably not appropriate. Don't tell your mom you saw that. Because eating ass is something that your mind wouldn't even go to until you have an asshole in front of you and your tongue's in it. You're like, what am I even doing here? You don't learn eating ass from anywhere. That's the natural instinct that you either have or you don't.
Oh, man, I'll tell you this. And anytime they do, I've seen a couple shows lately where there's things that have had an ass eating scene. And like, you can't fake it. Even if they put some kind of saran wrap or something in there, your face is in that person's ass.
That rules.
White Lotus had a scene like that, a gay ass eating scene?
Oh, gay ass eating is brutal.
A gay ass eating scene. Whatchamacallit, that show, the girl from Get Out, and I think it's Adam Driver, and that show, what's the show? The fucking big fat chick. She's big fat chick now.
I can't remember the names of fat chicks anymore.
Lena Dunham. Girls. In that show, there was an ass eating scene, and I'm like, that's like, there's almost easier ways to fake eating pussy where it's not even as intimate. But if you're doing an ass eating scene, your face is in their ass.
Well, they do a strip on the pussy, right? Like, it's like, is that
right?
Actually, Alex, look this up real quick. See what apparatus they use to put on a woman's pussy for like nude scenes and for like movies.
The strip, or it's just flat out really, really like nude colored underwear, and they like faded out the pictures. But like, it'll be that a lot. But I mean, like an ass eating scene, is that even if it's a strip, you're up their ass.
Yeah, it rules.
It must rule.
It does rule.
Let's hold auditions for a new movie we're doing called Ass Eaters.
You know what I do all the time on ChatGPT? I just give them a plot for a Legion of Skanks movie and some plot points and some characters. And I was like, just write me a script. And then I read the script on flights. And it's just so fun.
What?
Yeah.
Are they
good?
You're good.
You're reading a comic book, The Avengers of Legion of Skanks, basically.
Yes. No. I have one where it's post-apocalyptic, like the power goes out. Dave, we can't find Dave. Like, Dave's not there. Like, he didn't show up for the podcast. What an asshole. And we have like whoever on. And then Dave has been texting us the whole time about how the nuclear bomb's gonna hit, and Joe Rogan told him. And the whole plot is us having to get to Dave's bunker.
That's good. AI is good. There are perks to being high level Rogan sphere.
Well, let me tell you this. No, this dream was before the sphere, before we were in the sphere. So he wouldn't even feel like that anymore now. Rogan calls us now if there's these kind of
issues. Yeah, we don't need. Rogan would text me specifically.
And now he would be like, hey, get the fuck out of Dodge. The apocalypse is coming.
Yeah.
Whatever you guys got to tell yourself.
Oh, you motherfucker.
What would happen if a nuclear bomb hit? Oh, is this the apparatus? Let's see. Apparati.
So there's all sorts of stuff. There's skin tape. They have stuff that could strap your penis down.
Yeah.
You don't need much. You just want one little piece of scotch tape for me.
Dude, that was one of the worst. I had to act like I was pulling my dick out on Z-Rock once, and it was a weird thing. I mean,
Because you did the whole thing like you were unleashing something when it would really be pating.
Yeah. You talk about my dick being little a lot. Are you obsessed?
I just talked about my dick being little. Now I'm also naming another fact. You also have a little dick.
But you really just keep talking about my dick being little. You want to see it or something? What's going on?
If you have to act like you're, and nobody's going to see your dick, you would go, ooh, like you have weight to it.
Throw my elbow, shoulder. Let me see if I can find it down here.
Oh, shit. What if the nuclear bomb hit New York City? Would we be affected? Dave wouldn't be affected. Dave's basically in fucking Kentucky. But Jay, would I be affected?
I think that depends on the winds.
Hey, Alex, have a full conversation with Mike while we're doing the podcast.
If you wouldn't mind.
If you could. Here come mute.
Sorry.
I think there's actually like things where like there's apps, you could probably find this, where if you put the nuke and the type of bomb it is, where it's at, it'll show you like how far the blast is, where the radiation hits. See if you could find that.
And it depends on the bomb itself, because there's all types of different nukes, you know what I mean? And so like the radius is probably different, and like the we got like way more powerful nukes than the ones that were dropped in World War II. Really? I know. But then it's all about the winds. If the wind happens to blow like the radiation across the East River or the Hudson River, we're fucked.
It's just a windy day. You're like, you're a skeleton.
Depends what kind of radiation it is.
No, but I think it's like you're going to die. I think it's actually much worse. Like you'd much rather get caught in the blast radius, because if you just get the wind, I think it's going to be like, I don't know. You have to look this up, but I think it's going to be like 24 hours of you fucking having the most brutal death.
If you got to choose, I'm still taking the not being in the blast radius. I take my chances.
I don't think you want to die of radiation poison, dude.
What about years later? What about if my children are affected by it? My sperm's affected by it.
What if it's gamma radiation and your tiny penis gets big?
Dude.
Tiny penis, son of a bitch.
Jay still suck on a tiny penis.
How's this going to affect Lewis's super teensy penis?
My dick's pretty good, dude.
Yeah, my dick's pretty good, dude.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Guys,
yep.
You're both awful.
Guys, how about cock up the ass contest? Let's say whatever we do next, dick up the ass. We'll see who's bigger.
Dave, if you had to trade dicks, hold on, Dave. If you had to trade dicks with one of us, who do you choose? Say it.
I really don't know. Well, I mean, listen, on color alone, I'm going with Jay.
Thank you.
Fucking red ass, red dick Jay.
Yours just wouldn't match my body.
I don't know.
It doesn't match your body. It's your body, and it doesn't match.
Can you just imagine me with a tiny black dick? It just doesn't seem right.
My dick looked like it should be on a toucan. that's a toucan's cock. It's multicolored.
It looks like a pack of Lifesavers. It's clear, green.
Oh fuck. Where if the blast radius hit New York, and also they can't hit New York. I had a joke about this in my last special, just talking about how they could only hit Hawaii with the nukes.
And I was like,
thank God, North Korea.
Oh, but that's North Korea. But there's lots of countries that could hit us.
Like European countries? Nobody that were enemies.
No. I mean Russia and China.
Russia's all the way on the other side of Europe, though. They could hit us? No.
Lewis, this is the thing about the globe. It starts coming back around the other way.
No way.
Alaska.
Yeah, it's they.
The world is flat, dude. The nuke's gonna go to the edge of the earth and then drop it
all off. Stupid arm.
And it's gonna go straight down to hell. It's gonna go straight to hell, which is below flat earth.
No, but they could touch anywhere. Russia and China could touch any part of America. North Korea definitely can't.
Russia and China can hit us with their nukes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Fuck. Are they on our side? I have no idea.
No.
Fuck.
But don't we have defense systems that shoot them out of the air?
I think I heard that in the sixth grade as well, Jay.
Star Wars, dude. Star Wars.
That's what they called it. But it was like a project, but it never worked.
Wait, we don't have anti-nuke nukes?
It's like we have like anti-missile missiles, but they're like the success rate is low.
Kill a fly with a rubber band.
Trying to kill a fly with another fly.
I saw a sniper shoot a gun out of a guy's hand from 300 yards away. You're telling me that guy can't hit the nuke while it's in the air?
Come on, dude.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
I saw that actually really made G Mike just really made me laugh at the chat where I said we have anti-missile missiles, and he said, but they have anti-missiles.
One time I saw a guy turn his arms into big metal fucking swords. Oh no, that was Terminator 2.
Oh, damn it. Shit.
Fuck.
Wrong post-apocalypse.
Fuck me in the ass.
What's the dome? We're getting the dome, right?
The Iron Dome.
You can give me some Iron Dome with my big dick, Jay.
Yeah.
Put your big old mouth around my huge cock. If I had to suck your dick, it'd be like I'd be taking in air with one of those little mini straws that you stir coffees with.
Yeah, but it's still metal though, because you believe in saving turtles. It's a metal straw.
I like how they just sort of gave up that initiative. That's the beautiful thing about the pandemic that was great, was like, we're like, yeah, this whole plastic bag thing has to go on the back burner of priorities. And now it's coming back around. Jersey, like, you can't get plastic bags anywhere. If you go to 7-Eleven in Jersey, they just hand you your items in your hands.
Yeah.
They don't even have paper bags.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, like, all the supermarkets up here, like, Lauren has, like, a big stack of bags in our trunk that she has to bring every time she goes to the supermarket. Bring your own bags.
They have bags. You got to play on their sympathy. Lewis, maybe if you present to them your teensy, tiny little fucking pecker, maybe they'll just give you a plastic bag.
You probably get some pity bags.
You deserve a bag. Here's some bags from the bag.
I think they'd be like, hey, dude, your dick can't even fit in that bag. It's so big. Wow. And take two bags.
But it's one of those little tiny bags you would buy the teeniest bit of cocaine in.
For the first time ever, I remembered to bring bags to the grocery store 2 months ago.
Really?
Every time I go, it's me buying bags for $1 per bag. Oh, it's infuriating. And I have all of these cloth bags all over.
Tell you what, though, Mike, I've got a zillion bags if you need in each car. I got a zillion bags all over different rooms of the house.
I feel like a fucking pauper. If you would have, in 1988, if you would have watched somebody bringing in their own bags to the grocery store, you'd be like, that person needs to be committed. That's psychotic.
You would have said it was crazy. Also, yeah, you're supposed to throw a fucking bag out. It is a weird thing to have to get used to, bringing your own bags to the store. Yeah. I guess it's good for something, but
I don't even know. Is it though? We don't even recycle. This whole recycling thing is a fucking scam. When I found that out,
this guy fucking hangs out with Penn Jillette one time with his son. All of a sudden, recycling's bullshit. What else is bullshit, Lewis? AIDS.
Dude, first of all, AIDS is bullshit. Recycling is actually bullshit
too.
I've heard a lot of recycling is nonsense.
Dude, yeah, it's all bullshit. Like
90% of the stuff we recycle just goes into the dump anyway.
Yeah. Right. It's totally such a big sham, and everybody, it's like the biggest virtue signal. Like, everyone just feels good about themselves, and it does nothing.
Well, it's also a thing that's like, if it's a pure convenience thing, because no one really fully believes what's happening is going to be that possible, that like, if it's like, oh, I got to go like outside to a recycling thing to put like this water bottle or the trash cans right there, I just put it in the trash can. You know what I mean? Like, that one.
I'm not as strict as I used to be. I have a recycling bin in my kitchen. Yeah. And I have a trash can.
I do it.
And I do it for the most part, but I used to be very like, no, it has to go there. And then when I watched just a long video on like what actually happens to the garbage, and I was like, oh, this is fucking bullshit. So now I'm like, well, fuck it.
Lewis just found out how a bill becomes a law, and it changed his whole world.
Our super would get upset. He would have to go in and like separate it somehow, because they would get fined.
It's just a way for the fucking state to fucking fine us. Yeah. Dave, I'm with you here, dude. This is why we're in the Rogan sphere now. We talk like this, dude. It's just a way for the state to fucking implement fines, make some fucking money off of us. It's all a scam. Just to grease Uncle Sam's palms.
That's exactly right. It's all feeding the war machine.
We should recycle the Mexicans.
Impeach Trump.
We should reduce, reuse, and recycle the Mexicans.
Yesterday's illegal immigrant is today's immigrant.
Absolutely. If you could melt three of them down and make one normal sized person.
That is true.
No, I've had that with Jay said. I've lived, you know, in apartment buildings in New York City where like the building people would give you a lot of shit. But I am shocked since I've lived here that like even the people who collect the recycling have never picked up on the fact that I pretty much just have cardboard for them. Then like, they'll be like, sometimes like they see how much regular garbage I have. And then they come see like a little thing of recycling and a bunch of cardboard. I throw out so many bottles in the regular trash.
My cardboard, if you go to my garage right now, it is, and I mean it, a fire hazard. the amount of cardboard that is just built up that I cannot get around to breaking down. Oh, I hate
breaking. I don't think you have to break it down.
No, I don't really break it down. I used to, in my last house, I was always breaking it down because I would just see my neighbors doing it like that. Like they'd have it tied up or taped up or something like that. And so I would just keep doing it. And then once I moved here, I just saw neighbors.
They create a cardboard box city. For the
buddy, literally. They're just 100%. Throwing it out there and they collect it.
So, I found that to be the same thing. I was like, I even said to a neighbor when I first said, is this okay? Everyone seems to be doing, is this okay? Because it was just full, gigantic, but you know, we moved. So it was like huge, broken down. They're just like, yeah, it's fine. They take them.
That's funny.
They just do. I would have thought the same thing. I'm like, ah, shit, you got to get some machine that winds it up.
Yeah. I did. I remember when we moved in here and we had, I think you came over like right after we moved, but my dining room was just boxes. Like basically the house had been set up, but there was one room that an entire room of boxes. And I did feel like that was just, and we were new at the time. So that was the only time I did it, but I did break all of them down and tape all of them up. And I'm with you.
You need a fucking box cutter. You need fucking rope.
It was the worst thing that's ever happened.
You need the same tools that you would need to kidnap a woman in order to break down.
Luckily, I had those tools ready to go.
Tape, box cutter, lime, tooth remover.
Note to your parents.
Bone saw. Give me the bone saw. I'm going to break down these boxes.
Lots and lots of fire and gasoline.
Oh, fuck. You guys want to do plugs real quick? Right quick?
Yeah. Right quick plugs. You guys go. I'm going to go turn my air on.
Please. I'm actually hot as fuck too right now. I'm wearing this heavy ass robe. Come see me on the road, guys. The Bring Five Friends tour. It's coming to an end. I mean, look, I'm going to be doing it till the end of the year, but my special is being taped on July 12th. That's already sold out. You can get tickets for Tampa on July 10th and 11th. So come help me work it out. A few more dates before I film Baton Rouge, Louisiana on June 26th, June 27th, Long Beach, Mississippi, June 28th. Mobile, Alabama. Then I got the Dojo of Comedy. We're doing Story Wars Live on June 29th. Atlantic City Comedy Club on June 5th and 6th. And then my special. After that, I got Timonia, Maryland, Kansas City, Missouri, Providence, Rhode Island, Portland, Maine, Key West, Florida, Levittown, New York, Batavia, Illinois. A lot of stuff coming up. This is all this, up through September. And a lot more, guys. So make sure you guys keep on going to my website, lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. Sign up for my mailing list as well. I'm doing weekly newsletters that give you all the inside information about Gas Digital and Skankfest. That's where you get all the info. Plus, I do a bonus podcast sometimes called the Lewis Journal Podcast. You guys can get it just by subscribing to my mailing list. Go buy my book on pre-order right now. Knives and Spoons, available on amazon.com. and if you guys want to boost your testosterone naturally as well as boost brain function, try my coffee, Body Brain Coffee. You guys can get a discount on it if you guys go to bodybraincoffee.com. it'll be a fucking great deal for you guys.
Hell yeah,
that's it. Yeah, whatever.
Guys, tonight and tomorrow night, if you're listening, I will be at the Dojo of Comedy in Morris Plains, New Jersey. I got Scott Chaplin doing all four shows with me. And on Saturday night, Luis J. Gomez will be coming through and doing some
sets. That's right.
You're not home this weekend, are you, Jay?
I am.
You want to come to the dojo?
Yeah, I was going to go do spots at the stand. Maybe I'll do that instead. Let me see.
Yeah, come do that. Come hang with me.
It'll be fun, dude.
More fun than the stand.
Dude, fuck all three of us. They really do suck.
Dude, all three of us on a show and I keep all the money? This is going to be the best weekend ever.
What?
There's not that much money. But anyway, so look at that. Legion of Skanks. Yeah, dude, I got two tomorrow and two Saturday. Come do whatever you want to. And then after that, I'm very excited for this. But my first ever weekend at Denver Comedy Works, July 10th, 11th, and 12th. Really looking forward to that one. As everyone says, it's like one of the best clubs in the city. And then I'm back at what I know is one of the best clubs in the country, Hilarities in Cleveland. And then I really got to talk to my website guy. That Providence date is not happening. Sorry about that, guys. And then the Mothership weekend. I have no idea where tickets are at for that. But if you guys want to come, get them soon, because, you know, the Mothership sells out on its own. And then a bunch of my favorite spots, Tacoma, Spokane, bunch of stuff coming up for the rest of the year. ComicDaveSmith.com. Go check, go get the tickets there. And of course, Part of the Problem is my other podcast, partoftheproblem.com, to go support that show. And that's all.
Yeah, boy. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Charlotte coming up, Tacoma, Sacramento. Lewis, did you talk about We're going to be in Los Angeles.
I didn't talk about Los Angeles. I just talked about New Jersey. But yeah, Los Angeles, the first week of August.
Los Angeles, first week of August. We're going to be out there doing some shows. We're going to go up on sale soon. We figure out the show times. But, you know, we're looking Monday, Tuesday, taking over the store main room. So look for us there. Look for those tickets. Get them soon. Sid Sacramento, all over. Big J's Peter North American tour coming on a city near you. New Brunswick, Appleton. Ooh. And then, yeah, listen to The Bonfire with me and the great Robert Kelly on Sirius XM Radio, Faction Talk 103. And then, of course, Story Wars, America's favorite new game show obsession right here on Gas Dig.
People love it.
People love it.
They fucking love it.
They
ooh,
want
and they
you
have food.
They
and
want
they have
you to
the
Story Wars. They love it.
I just remember from when we did New Year's there, they have the UFC video game at Dojo. So come through and we can play it in the green room.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I've been playing. I play 5 now. 5 is pretty good.
Oh, is that? So the one that I loved was 3, right? The 2. One that we played there. That was 2.
Well, maybe that may have been 3. 3 was okay, but like 2 was the best ever.
I thought the best ever was the one that we were playing last time we were there. And then the very next one, it was like they just decided to change everything. And it was like, I can't get into this.
I thought 3 was where they did that. And then 4, I couldn't figure out. And then 5 now is pretty good. But I also don't do any ground game. But they do a cool thing now where there's this mode. You could do like a kumite or you could just do backyard shit.
There's
like
a kumite.
Kumite? You just say the N-word?
Yeah, a kumite.
Say the N-word while you have a concealed carry permit?
Dave, spoken like a guy who's never seen Bloodsport. What's a kumite? It's like a Asian platform fight to the death.
Oh. Well, it's been a while since I watched Bloodsport.
Yeah, that's the only time.
You know what'd be really cool is if you played the UFC game and when you won, a woman sent you nudes.
Right.
How fun would that be?
And you wouldn't have to write sexy things.
No, that's just the end result of it. Remember that was a game in bars back in the day? It's so funny because like the only people who would ever want to play it is like a 17-year-old kid who shouldn't even be in the bar. But it's like, I believe you're just, it's like a match game, but it's with like nude 80s like porn chick.
Oh, dude, I was great. Me and Kurt Metzger.
Jay, you need that in your fucking basement studio.
Magic and touch?
That's such a good idea. That is such a Big J thing to have, like a retro Magic Touch where it's like you have to match the naked chicks.
Alex and Mike, look up if you can buy a Magic Touch.
You definitely can. There's some definitely a way to buy it.
Like an unlocked Magic Touch. But dude, erotic photo hunt. Me and Kurt Metzger had the high school. What we would do, first of all, the funniest thing is we would do it in, they had it at the Laugh House in Philly. It was in the corner of the Laugh House. Yeah, it was a black comedy club. And me and Metzger would go there every week, and because it seemed obnoxious to do the girls, we would do the guys once. It's just a bunch of black people walking by seeing these two white guys point at dicks and dude nipples.
Well, they had different games, right?
Different.
So you could play like poker and things like that, right?
Yeah, I always did erotic photo hunt.
But there was erotic photo hunt. Was there other erotic ones, or that was just the one?
There was a couple others. I don't remember what the other ones.
There was like ones where you like, you know, like almost like that game where you like uncover parts of the body, right?
Yeah, but dude, it would be like a memory game.
Yeah,
but whatchamacallit was great. Like sometimes the difference in the picture was like pussy hair or like missing a nipple. Oh, it was so good.
$5,900. Can you pull it up, Mike? Can we see it? Where, what's it on? I'm sure you could find it even cheaper
for an unlocked magic. What the fuck?
That is Zoltar.
What are you looking up?
He grants real wishes.
A love tester machine.
You just, Mike, you just put in any machine and you went with it.
Did you not listen to us? I don't even know you thought that's the thing we were talking about.
It's a little videotron that you just sit
on top of.
Your popcorn
machine will be there by tomorrow.
Don't worry, I got it for you as a gift. I don't want that. Zoltar?
it's a claw machine. Like, Mike, what are you pulling up right now?
Machines. Machines.
He's got that robot.
It was called Magic Touch, right?
I think it was called Magic Touch.
Like Magic Touch 2000 or something. Mega Touch. Mega Touch.
Okay.
Mega Touch.
I took my 6-year-old to an arcade, and she loved it. She had the best time there. But there was she was playing the claw, And, you know, when you're like, you're six, it's like a little bit of like a balance again. Like she was getting really frustrated. And then like a couple times she like, you know, the claw thing where you get it, but it drops or whatever. Yeah. And she was like, really like, oh, it's like unfair. And I was like, ah, crap, this might backfire. And then it was, I swear to God, it was like Jordan in game six of the finals. Like right when I could just see, I was like, oh, she's like getting upset and hurting. Clawed one of those stupid things right out.
And then you don't have, because the claw sucks, you don't have the ability to do it for her and make her happy. You're just getting frustrated as well.
I'll do the same thing you're doing right now. Motherfucker!
Why the fuck is it? It's got to be possible at some point or nobody should play the game ever.
Well, there's like some claw machines you go like to some place, they'll be on like the boardwalk in Atlantic City, and it'll be like, you know, $5,000 in cash rolled up. You're like, there's got to be something like wrong with it, obviously. There's like a weight inside of it.
Yeah, they can't just be letting us all win this.
Well, back in the day, when I remember I go to Atlantic City as a kid with my friend Rocky, the number one is you got to use real quarters. Like as a kid, you used to gamble. You know the machine that like pushes the quarters back onto the platform, right?
Yeah,
you
have
to like game it. That was with, it wasn't with tokens where you get chips like you do now at like,
oh no, that was a quarters game. Yeah, I remember those.
Actually, quarters. They would bring them, the carnival would come into town, they would have them too, and you'd actually be able to gamble as a kid, which fucking ruled. And then the other thing was, speaking of nudity, there was one that was essentially, remember that toy that was like, and it would be a new picture?
ViewMaster.
A ViewMaster. Thank you, Jay, for knowing every reference. There was one that was essentially just nude chicks, and me and my friend Rocky, down at the boardwalk, we're just putting a quarter and you're looking at a nude chick and you're just doing it in a way where you're like trying to be slick, but every adult is just watching you and your child.
Oh, I'm just, this is like nature stuff. It's not what you think. That's funny. You just have your eyes, like you're zoned into another world, like looking at that picture with your face against it and everyone's watching you get a boner.
Yeah.
Like on the real world.
Yeah.
The first Matrix, they called that. You got a mega touch mic?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If it was Jay's dick, it'd be called the micro touch.
Totally. At least someone's touching it. Yours is two micro two touch 2000.
Is this
Damn.
It?
Damn.
That is it.
Too legit to quit.
$1,500. It's nothing.
But let me see. Can we see it? Is that for sure it? This is 2012. This is a little bit newer. I want an old school one.
I think for Jay, the aesthetic is more of like an old bar one. This is kind of like would have been advanced.
That's pretty Isn't much that it? It. Yeah. It was a little wider, the one that they had the thing, I believe, but like that's it. You don't need to be too. Yeah. And that's that one.
I think this is too. So I would say I would want to do more of like the retro one. 2012 is.
This is it, dude. Erotic. It's got the erotic section, which is definitely going to be it. Photo hunt. It's all you're playing anyway. Oh, the sports ones were kind of fun too, like the touching basketball.
Oh, and then they would have like trivia, which was kind of fun.
This is awesome. I do trivia 100% of the time, and it's in a car that I'm in, like a cat, like a Uber.
Yeah.
And I've never gotten more than 13 points. I know that.
You want to know why? Dick's too smart.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they said a point per inch. So that's why I saw your score, dude. It was -3. I guess it was cold that day.
Oh, shit. I love the recurring bit of two guys with small dicks constantly trashing the other one's dick.
It's always outward.
Ah, shit. No, dude, you need more of a retro mag. I bet you there's one from like, you need one from like 93.
Well, I don't remember it being that old. When it first came out, that I thought was when I was started doing comedy, I'd say like 98.
You think that's when it came out? No, it came out.
I think so.
No, stop it.
I think so. Check. We have an internet. We have a whole internet here and a crew.
You know, I always thought it was an older thing, but I wasn't going to bars before 98. So
right,
yeah. I don't know.
I guess I wasn't either. They were just at like every bar that I remember. Like even as right. a kid,
I went to bars really young.
425. Yes.
Oh, that's though. But that's not even sort of. You're going. This is a different.
This thing is before pictures.
Right? Yeah. This is bad.
No. Yeah. This isn't good. You need the maybe a little bit later, guys. In between, because 2012. That one's too new. And also, somebody's microphone.
Type in 1998 Megatouch.
Is somebody's microphone on this not on the show right now?
And then do 99 if not that.
I'm hearing clicks and I'm hearing there we go. Who?
What do you think it was?
I mean, you guys as producers, you should be able to hear that. You should be able to go like, all right, my microphone's on. I'm clicking around.
Yeah, you're asking it's, a lot, Lewis.
It's coming through. Like, Lewis, we could all hear it.
You have great hearing because I hear when God takes away one of your senses, like having a big penis,
it's not
it
a
makes
sense.
Your hearing better.
Jay has the 4.5 sense. I got a 6 sense. Jay's got a 4.5 sense. Well, good show, guys. No, I'm kidding. I kid.
Did we look up a 1998 Megatouch?
I would love to.
We're all trying. It's hard to find the exact one. This is what G-Mike's searching right now. And that way older one came up when I searched 98.
There's 2009.
You can probably just download an app for your iPad that does the same thing.
No way, dude. If you're going to get it. Let me see that. Let me see that erotic Megatouch. Right there, the $1,500 one. Go to that one again.
Yeah.
2009. That one's a little bit older.
Yep.
That one's better. Click on the pictures. Let's see.
Yeah, the fucking.
Look at that.
So funny.
Yeah. But there's no pay. There's, here's the thing. There's no payment thing on it, though. Right. So this, I know it's not one of the ones from the bar. Like, you want to like buy an old one from a bar, you'd have to put in a dollar.
Yeah. No, Jay, we're trying to find a new revenue stream for you here.
The other one that we were looking at, I think, had the thing.
I remember them being much bigger than this, but
they were big, hunky boxes.
Yeah, well, almost like they had like a, it was like wide front to back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was like an old TV. This is new technology. This one shit got fucking.
It's got a little joystick on it. The fuck's happening? Get this thing out of my life.
This one's too new.
No.
Just type in retro Megatouch. Obviously. Not 1989, just that. And I think that's literally, all right, go down now.
Too retro.
Retro iTouch. And it's also maybe Megatouch is specific of a.
It was always Megatouch. It was always. There's an $1,100 one. But when they're not turned on in the ping, it looks like it's terrible.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool for your fucking man cave, Jay. Wait. Megatouch 2000.
My man cave.
I think I'm going to come over Sunday, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the invite still stands.
Sure.
You want to get a workout in?
Swole Academy?
You want to do Swole Academy?
Maybe.
Show you a little thing. Show you a little arm workout.
Yeah, show me what's up with what it's up.
Just cutting to me and Jay with our dicks out, being like, look, mine's a little bit bigger than yours. No,
stand side by side exactly. Stop arching your back.
No, dude, look, poke your dick into my balls and see if my dick touches your fupa. And okay. Tell who's
we longer. Both. All right, now let's each put our fingers on either side of it and push back a little bit. Just push back a little bit.
All right, we're going to have you both lay on your back and I'm going to mark it on the door.
Yay.
I have finally come to a. I remember when I was younger, you get the questions like, if you had 3 wishes, what would you wish for? Which is a great question now. We should answer it now. But when I was younger, a bigger dick was one of the answers.
Always.
Was one of the answers. It was like unlimited amount of money, where like the my fantasy
that,
was.
That's could, not that's not top 3 for you right now.
I could. No, my dick. No, my dick size wouldn't be even close to top 3. I mean, if I had 7 wishes, I mean, we might get to bigger dick.
Yeah. By the way, you're right. Your dick isn't anywhere close to top 3.
Oh, come on, dude.
It's more like top 2.
No, if my wishes when I was younger was a bigger dick, a jacked body always, and unlimited amounts of money. Like every time I reach my hand in my pocket, I pull out a $20 bill.
You could, if you were smarter, you could have slid in there because it said jacked body with a huge dick. You could have just thrown that in there on the end of it. You could have tagged it.
You think you're fooling a genie?
Yeah,
but I like do. That the vision
they live in a bottle.
The vision of being rich as a kid is I could pull out a $20 bill anytime I wanted to, which is just like it's a very hilarious, like,
well, hundreds seem like a lot. I gotta get change every time. It's a whole to do. 20s is a good answer, right? It looks gonna take a long time to buy a house. It's gonna be reaching for 3 days in your pocket. But it's fucking, yeah,
what's that house? It's $1.2 million. All right.
If I have an unlimited amount of money, that's going to be a $10 million house. It's going to take me a full year to unload my pocket.
This is all your 20s?
In cash.
I'm wealthy in 20s.
If you had three wishes right now, what would they be?
Oh, by the way, I want to say it is funny when you've seen the amounts of money before they do. I was watching The Sopranos the other day, I think it was, and they put a bag of, he was like, hey, they need that $10,000 back. And he puts a bag on the counter of the $10,000, and it's like this big, and it's like heavy full of cash.
Put a money sign on it.
$10,000. $10,000, like this much. If you have a 100, it's like crazy how they make
that. Well, that's why on Beast Games, they do singles. So when they like their wheelbarrowing money, it looks crazy because it's like, dude, here's $100,000. And they have three fucking dudes with masks on wheelbarrow out, like just piles and piles of singles.
That could be a stack this big.
It's so inconvenient. Such an annoying thing to do. It's like when you hear about like out of spite, like I just read this one recently, but it's an old, I've seen this happen multiple times throughout the years, but it'll be like a dude giving his last alimony payment and he shows up with $1,800 in pennies and dumps them on her front lawn.
Yeah, I've seen people do that to go to pay off like tickets and shit.
Yeah, and they have to take it.
That's when you hear my favorite word. It's legal tender.
tender. I do. I think we might have played one of those on the show once years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But that was, there is something great about that. I'm on those guys' side. It's like, even though you're not accomplishing anything except making some government worker's life miserable, but there is something just great about getting a bullshit ticket and them fucking the way they always just rip people off and they just going, here, you fuckers, give me this ticket, and you also for some reason haven't discontinued pennies yet, so you will deal with this.
What is the point of a fucking penny at this point? Even cash in general. I mean, how long before cash is just gone altogether? I never, ever have cash on me.
I like to keep cash on me.
Alex would wish for a beautiful singing voice.
Alex, your singing voice isn't terrible. It's not.
That's not an awful wish, though. That'd be a nice thing to have.
Out of three wishes, one of them is a beautiful singing voice. That's psychotic.
It would make my life so much happier if I could sing and it sounded good. I would sing to myself all the time.
More than like an island, more than $1 billion.
I have three wishes. One is just on for me to be happier. That's cool, right?
Alex, with your unlimited amount of money in 20s in your pocket, you can pay for singing lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but singing lessons aren't going to get me to the point that I want to be at, okay? With my singing voice, I could get millions of dollars.
Alex, you wouldn't wish for bigger boobs. Sorry.
With this singing voice, I could get millions of dollars.
But Alex, why don't you just wish to be a fucking famous singer?
Because I want to be good. I want to be really good.
So you want to have a beautiful voice and then work your way through the ranks? You had three wishes, but all you wished was to be really talented. Let me tell you from experience, you could be really talented and not really find that high-level success. It's such a funny thing. I want to be the best at something, but no one knows yet.
I mean, I just wouldn't waste my time on any skills. That just seems, because the skills are a means to a financial freedom, right? So like that's like,
well,
like if I was the best athlete in the world at every sport, you know what I'm saying, like what does that come down to? It's like, all right, I'll go play a sport professionally, but now I have to like practice. And
well, listen, a skill even for like an instrument makes sense to me. And if you were like, oh, I wish I could play like all instruments, well, it would be because that you can entertain yourself, you're doing a thing. Even singing, like entertaining yourself singing,
Jay,
seems short-lived.
An unlimited amount of $20 bills that come directly out of your magical pockets. Mm-hmm. You can just hire you could hire Limp Bizkit to play your birthday party every year, buddy.
Yeah, you could probably take a big fat roll of those 20s and put it on the top of your 3-inch dick and make it 6 inches.
Well, with my unlimited amount of $20 bills out of my pocket, I can go get dick surgery. Does that exist yet?
I think just try all of them. I think there's several ways they say, and it all sounds crazy.
You have to go to like the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, it's genetic. It's some kind of genetic testing.
Yeah, it's the same thing with like making yourself taller. It's like you have to go to Russia and they have to like break your legs one at a time.
And then wait for it to heal.
Yeah, it's months and months of you like being bedridden to get like 3 inches taller.
Crazy.
Not worth
it. And that the things they say for like the ones like, yeah, they go in and they cut some tendon so it dangles out. You're like, ah. My dick's fine.
Let's see. What did Alex say? Penis enlargement surgery. Let me go to the private chat. Also known as penile augmentation or phalloplasty, aims to increase the length or girth of the penis. It typically involves techniques such as fat transfer, tissue grafting, and a release of suspension ligament to enhance the penis's size and appearance.
No.
I just feel like they're just, you know, when they say like back in the day, getting your tongue pierced, don't do it because there's like some sort of artery in there that could like shut your brain off or something.
Really?
Like that would just be, I'm sure that was like not a true thing, but that's what you would hear when you were younger talking about piercings. Or maybe it is. Look that up, Alex. But like, I feel like there's definitely a mistake that a doctor could make where your dick just stops working afterwards. And it's just not worth it. My dick's not.
No way.
Like, if I had a micro penis where I was like embarrassed to take my dick out in front of women, like every time, like almost like that anxiety of like some of the guys that entered the smallest dick contest, like, dude, they like, I would be mortified to get naked anytime I was around a woman. It would make me like, I wouldn't be able to get my dick hard because I'd be so in my head about what they're thinking when they saw the dick the first time.
Oh yeah.
Like, well, I think I would make,
if it happened, it's never happened, but if it was, if it happened to me, especially at formative times in my life where my dick size was complained about by a chick, I probably would have, I just know my own personality, would have been desperately hoping to get these things done at some point.
Right.
I just never had that be an issue, like other than my issue. Do you know what I mean? I've never had a chick be like,
Well, no, that's the thing. Cause I think chicks have seen every shape and size dick. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, any chick who's not like a fucking complete prude, they've been with guys that have actually small dicks.
That's a great, that's a great way to turn it around on a girl if she says your dick's too small. Whatever, prude.
You have to get out there, you fucking nerd.
You don't even know. You don't even know if this is little, you fucking nerd.
You think this is small? How about you live a little, you fucking dweeb?
Oh, get out there, you fucking uptight bitch.
Fuck, dude. Yeah. But like, no, like you would see in like the back of magazines, like penis pumps, dick enlargement, like all that shit. Like when I was younger, like I was really, because once again, you only see the big dicks in the world because only big dick guys are willing to pull out their fucking big dick. So in porn, in the locker room, friends that have big dicks, they all whip them out.
And any like, black.
Every time they pull out their dick, you're like, God damn it, our dick's just massive. And you realize that, no, the average dick is fucking much smaller than mine, or not yours, Jay, but probably around your size.
Guys, we're calling this segment Cope.
Yeah, Lewis smokes cigars out of makeup for his teensy penis.
It's so funny, like having a big dick, you don't even think about your dick, Dave. I think about my dick every day. Every single day I wake up and my eyes open up, I was like, oh.
I dedicate a little bit of time to it.
You take it for granted, Dave. You get to walk around having a big dick.
Lewis thinks for 30 minutes about it, 10 minutes per inch.
Ooh.
I thought of a really funny thing. I just want to say it out loud. You must not do it. We should, if we ever have dice on Story Wars, we should make everybody on the panel, we should tell them to write their stories out like dice.
That's hilarious.
So it's hard to tell who's a who's. He goes, so this chick was blowing me and his sister walks in.
Oh. Hickory dickory Alex, duck. Yeah, exactly. My bully moved off the block.
Yeah, it's little old lady lived in a shoe. I was on a plane with a Jew. The Jew does this. And then have Alex read them all like that would be so fucking funny.
That's an episode of Story Wars 2 where we just have to make the stories rhyme. That's a hilarious theme for it. Sorry, Dave. We're having Story Wars talk right now during a Legion of Skanks show.
Dude, this is absolutely fine with me. This is, you've got me on the clock. shoot with any Story Wars ideas you have.
Hickory dickory duck, we got Dave on the clock. The clock struck two. Dave said, I gotta go. Lauren and the baby, Lauren and the kids are sick again somehow.
Damn. Right. Alex is gonna say, give me a beautiful sing voice, make Harrington in shape. Is that number two?
No.
Oh, that's mean.
G Mike, what would you, well, if you had three wishes, what would they be, G Mike? Not fall asleep during the podcast.
What if it was to get Harrington in shape? First things first, I want to get Harrington in shape.
G-Mike, you there? I love catching them not paying attention to the show.
$1 trillion, that seems like a lot.
$1 trillion? I mean, if it's unlimited amount of wishes and you could wish, wouldn't you just say, all right, I'll take a trillion plus whatever the U.S. debt is and then pay off the U.S. debt? We're just gonna get right
back
there.
You could be a hero.
No, they got to learn.
But then once you have that money though in your hand, you're gonna be like, I don't want to give it to the U.S. debt. I'm gonna keep it.
There's just I'd make my own country. It'd be the richest country in the world.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? Mike's thinking big.
That's what he's doing.
He's doing the right thing. He's doing it absolutely completely right. Like I have my own country. Exactly. We're all going such small, big dick, sick biceps.
Alex wants to sing.
A beach body.
Well, no. I mean, $1 trillion pales in comparison of an unlimited amount of money in $20 bills every time you reach in your pants.
Fucking Alex is going to Snow White around her house.
Just birds landing.
Yeah. making pies that make a Harrington float into a room.
Hold on, I'm going to ask ChatGPT how long it would take to pull out $1 trillion. All right, if I had magical pockets that I could pull a $20 bill out every time I reach my hand in.
This seems like a really overcomplicated way to ask the question.
How long would it take me to pull out $1 trillion? Let's see what ChatGPT says. Let's see.
By the way, G Mike said after the country, richest country in the world, then have a bigger dick.
They said pull out one per second without stopping, no eating or sleeping. It would take me... If I pulled out every second just during an 8-hour work day, hold on. Oh, wow, dude. It would take me, all right, if I non-stop moving, like non-stop moving, putting my, in 1 second, a $20 bill, just keep on pulling out 20s, it would take me 1,586 years to come up with $1 trillion.
Wait, how long?
1,586 years.
That can't be true. So that means, Lewis, you need to count to that number.
Yeah, no, it would be...
if someone just sat in place and counted that number, they would die doing it?
It would be 50 billion $20 bills.
I'm saying, so if somebody counted the 50 billion, they would die.
They would die way before that. They would die...
If you just said, I'm counting right now, one...
To five two, billion. Five three. Billion, you'd be dead. Your life... Oh, let's see. How many seconds is the average lifespan?
Oh, that was seconds. That was how many seconds it would take.
Yeah. The 2.43 billion seconds. Just if you just counted to 2.43 billion, you'd die.
Really? Crazy?
Yeah.
One. Two,
I'll prove you wrong. I think I could do it.
You guys roll.
He goes five, six, eight. Oops, skipped one. Got to start over. One, two,
three. Like this, you see, we have long eyebrows.
Damn, dude. I guess $1 trillion is a better game plan.
Yeah, just take it. Yeah, G Mike, you're doing it right, buddy. Your own country and a big dick.
Well, he said he would just have $1 trillion and buy his own country with it. You wouldn't ask for anything material. So you ask for essentially an unlimited amount of money, like a Scrooge McDuck fucking room full of bills and gold, right? Like trillions of dollars. Then anything else can really be purchased, right? They say money doesn't, you know, fucking buy happiness, but like you, there's almost, what else would you need besides magical means?
I really don't make that much money, but I used to be very broke. And it has bought me so much happiness.
Yep.
I really just can't explain how much happier I am having a little bit of money.
I got to be honest with you. $1 trillion and a bigger dick. I might actually go for the bigger dick in the top three. Why not? What else do I need? What else do I need?
You can take number three.
Jay,
give me $2 million and a monster cock. $2 million.
That's it? $2 million now.
I'm just saying, like if you see over the trillion, you take the bigger dick. I was just almost saying, it's like, you're right. I don't need $1 trillion.
And you don't want a monster cock.
No, I'll take a monster cock.
No, you don't want, you'd really want a monster cock?
Just for the rest, yeah. I did the first half with not a monster cock.
Jay, I'm talking about like 10 inches. You'd take that. No, it's a detriment. I would want 7.5 inches of fucking just hard fucking steel, ready to pleasure any woman or man who comes my way. I'd be bi. Yeah. I wish to be bi as well. Yeah. Just fuck everybody. If I have a
I can't be bi or gay with this fucking 12-inch dick.
Oh, yeah. You can't be gay, dude. You'll fucking...
Not with this monster cock, I can't. I'd love to try, Lewis, with you, but yeah. I can't.
But if you could wish for a size dick, what size dick would you wish for?
Yeah, probably like that, like an 8-inch dick.
Dave's never had this thought or conversation with anybody before. He's like,
nice 8-incher, maybe.
8 inches.
Sure.
You don't think that's a lot?
It's a little, you're right, it's a little on the bigger side, but I don't mind having a little bit of a novelty to it. Why not?
I would say seven and two fifths for me.
Okay. Okay.
Just nothing crazy. I'm not trying to fucking hurt anybody. I'm just trying to, when a woman sees that, I want her to be like, oh, that's a nice big fat cock.
Yeah. Just get a big fat cock. They'll say,
Alex, what's the perfect size dick for you? Make all sure the people say, around to hear it.
All the people say it's
perfect. The perfect size dick for me is about 5.5 inches, Lewis.
Wow. Good answer. Harrington's smiling while eating Cheerios right now.
Savannah, I just feel like Harrington was holding a gun to her head as she gave that answer.
No, he just did this. He was like,
wow, good job. But what do most women say? What is there? There's an answer on the internet. What does a woman actually want?
I think it depends who you ask. I mean, there's definitely got to be size queens out there, but I think most chicks are going to say somewhere between 6-7 inches, probably between five.
Well, you're, if you're talking about having like a 9-inch or over dick, I think it is 100% more of a liability than an awesome thing. Just like you're just going to have problems
for sure. For sure, there's chicks who are just like, it's too much, or you can't put it all the way in, shit like that. Yeah.
And I think, as Dr. Drew said once, I remember him having this conversation on his show, that like, he was like, if you have a small dick, like there's things you could do, you know, you could eat pussy, you can learn other things that she's into, but like if your dick's too big for someone, it's just like there's nothing you can do.
Like, you still eat pussy.
No, but I'm saying, like, there's nothing you could do and get what you want out of it, I guess. I don't know. Dr. Drew said it better than me.
Is there an answer? Let's see. For a long-term relationship, some women prefer an erect length of around 6.3 inches in circumference. I don't know what the circumference is. I'm not a fucking scientist. For one-time encounters, slightly larger sizes were preferred. Ooh, you fucking whores. You pigs.
But, I mean, before you say that, it's one more centimeter is what they prefer.
Well, not, is it one more centimeter?
Yeah.
No, it's not even. It's a third of a centimeter. It's point 0.1 inch.
Yeah, you think point.
Jay thinks a centimeter is 1/10 of an inch. What a moron.
Yeah. And 2/1000th of a meter.
Yeah, 6 point. See, that's the honest answer. Women want a fucking 6.3 incher would be fucking great. Just be happy with that. I'm standing by this, guys. Unlimited amount of money, bigger dick, and I can be able to fly. You don't need anything else.
She's flying with a big dick.
Seven
who's
point.
That big dick, who's that big dick guy flying up there?
7.2 inch dick. 7.3. I mean, I'm gonna be on the bigger side, you know, because that's no girl's gonna complain about that. They're gonna be like, oh, he's a little bit too big to get it in, but we got it. We made it start working, and it was incredible. That's the way she would feel. And then I'd fuck.
I want to be 8. So when I come in behind you, then I'd be like, ooh, there was a little something else back there I didn't realize. Man, thank God you have an 8-inch dick and not a 7.3.
Little tiny micro dick.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did Lewis come in here and pave the way?
Yeah. Unlimited amount of money. Or just $1 trillion. But in a Scrooge McDuck vault that I get to swim in.
Yeah.
And then, which I think you'd also die. I don't think that's possible. I don't think you could swim in money. I think you jump in, you try to dive in, you'd crack your neck.
You never saw a Family Guy do that?
No, what happened?
He said he wants to get a Scrooge McDuck thing. I'll bring that up.
Maybe. I think I might remember it now.
it's so funny.
Yeah. I think I probably stole a Family Guy joke just now.
Is that exactly what it is? They took it from The Simpsons.
Yeah. They stole it from you, dude. It's fucking Terminator. This came first. Amber in the chat says 7 inches. Damn, what a slut.
Amber in the chat is a fucking pig with a giant pussy.
Yeah, you fucking gaping pussy slut.
Amber, did your dad know how much you want? Oh, she also said girth matters. What a pig. Can we kick her, please?
Can we permaban her?
Yeah, this is insane. What a bitch.
Take her subscription away. Ah, here it is, yeah. Sorry, Amber, we were just vamping.
It's not a liquid. It's a great many pieces of solid matter that form a hard floor-like surface.
That's exactly what I was imagining.
It's not liquid.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that is great.
Fucking hilarious.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Harrington, actually, she prefers 6 inches, not 5.5.
Oh, Harrington, clarified. Harrington, stop acting like you're actually 6 inches. Harrington, I think you're a shade under.
No, I'm exactly six.
Exactly six.
Harrington might have some thick beef, too.
No, I've seen Harrington's dick. Where did I see your dick before, Harrington?
You haven't seen it fully hard, Lewis.
Oh, I have. I've tasted it fully hard.
Salty. To answer your next question.
All right, you guys want to wrap it?
Yeah, sure.
Good hang, guys. And we'll all be together this weekend.
Okay,
now.
Dave. Wait, wow, Dave. That's fucked up. You know, a couple guys here are insecure about their dick size, and you say great hang. Fuck you, asshole. Dude. Fuck.
No,
you.
I thought it was good.
Were we all hanging? Wow.
Yeah.
It's like what a girthy episode today was.
We did like an hour and a half. I'd say that was a nice long hang.
Damn, dude. He goes, we really gaped the shit out of this audience. We gaped the fuck out of him today. All right, Amber, go clean your giant pussy. How dare she? 7 inches. That's a Dave sycophant.
Amber, if she had one wish, she'd be able to pull a full-fledged gold bar out of her giant cunt every time she reaches in.
You just queef a big, huge, fat, thick gold bar because there's so much room in there to make gold. We'll catch you guys from the stand next week. Until then, everybody, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with 3 C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're ever trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.